Thank you, Daniel. Boy, the crowd lightened up all of a sudden. That's good. Appreciate the opportunity to be here to visit with y'all about a topic that I like to talk about. It's winter weed management. It's somewhat controversial and a new area that we've been working in and trying to develop the potential markets here. But what I want to do today is basically focus on two questions. The first would be, why fall? Why, you know, does a grower need to make a fall application? And the second question I want to address is, why would that grower then use Valor over other herbicide options at that time? So if we look at why burn down in the fall, why make that herbicide application, there's a variety of reasons that are benefits to the growers. One, of course, would be time management. With the number of acres that growers are looking at these days, they're trying to make the decisions on be timely in the herbicide application in the spring. A fall application gets them started early. Also equipment utilization for the applicators. But controlling weeds there, you can get your moisture conservation where those weeds are not using up your soil moisture in dry winters. And also in the springtime, you're going to get warmer and drier soils, which can allow you to get in the field quicker than if you have a heavy infestation or heavy carpet of weed cover. Nitrogen utilization is also something there that we'll show you some data in a moment about how the winter weeds can actually use up the available soil nitrogen. And then you've also, there's research showing that these winter weeds are surviving over the winter, gives you overwintering sites and leads to increased soybean cyst nematode, cutworms, and also spider mites early season in cotton. But probably the biggest reason here coming up is the development of glyphosate-resistant weeds such as horseweed and Italian ryegrass is really forcing growers to go from a weed control philosophy to a weed management philosophy. And as you go to weed management, that's going to cause you to do things a little bit differently. And one of those benefits would be making these fall applications. If we look at the actual slides, you can see a tremendous benefit. You can imagine trying to run a planter through this heavy, dense population of swinecress versus here where a fall application has been made, and this being in spring. You can see that you're going to get a lot drier soil, be able to get into this quicker, and have a lot better ability to plant in a clean situation. However, in a situation like this, one of the drawbacks and points of discussion is the potential for erosion when you have soil that is this clean over the winter. So the real focus of this type management process is in no-till. When you have sufficient crop residue to prevent soil erosion, you can get the same benefits allowing you to get in and get the quicker planting and so forth. There's a lot of soil and ground where you have nice flat ground that gives you the great opportunity. Even when you have less crop cover here as you did in the previous photo, you can see that you're not getting the erosion in this nice flat ground in the delta. One of the other reasons, and it goes to work with one of the main topics that's been discussed, the resistant pigweeds in the use of residual herbicides, by having that bare clean soil instead of a canopy of vegetation there, is allows you for pre-emergent residual herbicides to get down and have good soil contact, get good activity versus being tied up in your vegetation, which that can also lead to the better management in your resistant Palmer amaranths where we're trying to use the residual herbicides. Growers also like to be able to look out of the field and see their crops coming up, and it helps them make a decision on whether they need to replant, whether they have sufficient stand and so forth. One of the other benefits you see, particularly with the crops, is that warmer soil, the drier soil, you get increased plant growth, you can get larger, healthier plants early season. And we see that across a variety of species. This particular species shown here in these photos is grain sorghum. But we have done actual research looking at corn, wheat, grain sorghum, soybeans, rice, and cotton, where if you look at the plant heights in inches here, shown on the y-axis, and you look at a Valor plus Roundup fall application versus untreated here being a spring burndown application, you can actually see differences in plant height across all species. But these plants are not just tall spindling plants that you're seeing in height. They're seeing an increase in plant health as indicated by the plant biomass. So they're actually healthier, larger plants, not just taller plants, as you can see in this slide here, again showing the comparison of the fall application of the Valor Roundup versus the spring burn down there with the glyphosate. I mentioned the conservation of soil nitrogen in this slide here, showing in that same trial that was done previous, you had treatments of Valor plus Roundup in the fall versus just Roundup in the fall versus untreated, which is a spring burn down application. You can see, first of all, with soil temperature at planting, you see that having the clean soil with the residual herbicide applied in the fall allows for the warmer soils, about 4 degrees Fahrenheit warmer, versus the untreated actually at 72 degrees. So you can see a lot of benefit there of having the clean soil with the sunlight being able to get to it. But probably the most impressive thing here is the amount of nitrogen. You can see a savings of about 16 parts per million here, almost 17 parts per million compared to the untreated, which was the fall burn down. Now this number can be somewhat skewed depending on the amount of winter weed vegetation. The heavier cover you have and the makeup of those weed species will influence how much residual nitrogen savings you would see. But in heavy situations, particularly one that I showed you with the swine crest earlier, you can see a substantial savings in your nitrogen. And with the cost of fertilizer these days, that is a large benefit for the grower. Probably one of the biggest driving factors here recently has been the development of the glyphosate-resistant horseweed. And as I mentioned, it's causing us to change our philosophy and do things a little bit differently. One of the problems is, you, sir, the speaker previous to me talked about the emergence patterns of horseweed, where you have both fall and spring emergence. You get a newly emerged, a newly germinated horseweed, although it may look similar from a spring to one that has overwintered. The one that is overwintered has a much larger root system. It's going to be much more difficult to control due to having gone through various hot and cold and dry and wet environmental conditions that we typically have in the Mid-South winters. So your newly germinated ones are very much more easily controlled than the ones that have overwintered. I always throw this slide up there just to remind myself that and to remind everyone else that if we keep doing everything the way we have done it, if we just go round up, round up, round it, and we don't change our way of thinking, it's like riding around on a bald set of tires. It's not a question of if there's going to be a problem. It's a question of when there's going to be a problem. And in the past several years, we've seen these problems jump up quite frequently with growers. It's causing us to change the way we're doing things. What you want to see, this picture of this horseweed on the left is an indication of one that was an overwintered. They made an application of a herbicide 2,4-D in the spring, but did not do an adequate job of controlling it for could be a variety of reasons. It could be rate, it could be application timing, but there are typically there's a lot of time frames there when you just don't do a good job. And once you miss it, you end up with this, what I call a chandelier or a rosebush effect. And you're, at that point, pretty much out of options trying to control that weed by the time you go into plant. You compare that to the horseweed on the right. These are newly emerged in the spring, much smaller, much less root system, as you can see there. These weeds here, if you're fighting this newly emerged, you can kill that weed pretty easily. Even prior to planting, you can go in with some Gramoxone Caprol. There's several options. Ignite would do a really good job on a plant that size versus trying to control this, which is pretty much out of control. So even if you're using a residual herbicide in the fall and it runs out, it doesn't last all the way until planting for cotton, and you start getting newly emerged horseweed in that spring scenario, that is a weed that you can control. You have some options there. And again, you're in a management situation preventing yourself from seeing this in your field. So a follow-up there, if I'm going to use a herbicide in the fall for these reasons, primarily to control that horse weed when it's easily controlled, why would I use Valor versus other herbicides? And to do that, I just ask a series of questions here that you have to ask yourself, or the grower has to ask himself, in the fall when he makes that herbicide application. So in November, he has to ask himself, what is he going to do in this field that he's making the application on if? Well, what if the price of beans go up or down? Cotton goes up, corn goes up, grain sorghum. Of course, my favorite down here is it starts raining, the river rose, or the turkeys were gobbling, and I couldn't get home in time. But if a grower has to be able to know specifically what he's going to do in that field with a variety of herbicides. With Valor, he doesn't have to worry about that. If you look at these are some typical herbicides that are very effective on horseweed in the fall. Canopy EX, Invoke, Treflan, and Valor, and look strictly at the rotational intervals. With Canopy, you're pretty much locked into soybeans. With Invoke, you're pretty much locked into cotton or STS soybeans. With Treflan, it's cotton or soybeans, but you cannot go with a corn or a rice or a grain sorghum. However, with the application of Valor in the fall, you have the opportunity or the flexibility to plant any of these crop species that next spring. So by using Valor versus one of these others, you get the same benefits of these herbicides. You get the warmer soils, you get the drier soil, you're in the field quicker, you get earlier season vigor of your seedlings the next spring, but you have the flexibility on that acre to respond to either the weather or the market. So going back to our questions, why use a herbicide in the fall? Basically, you want to manage yourself and allow yourself the opportunity to get a crop up, control the difficult to control and resistant weeds when they're easily controlled versus trying to paint yourself in the corner in the spring. Why use Valor? Valor's going to give you the flexibility to be able to react to whatever the situation may involve, whether it be weather or the crop. So with that, I'll conclude my presentation and entertain any questions you might have.
Any questions for us, Baker?
Yes, sir.
If the plant is weed or dry or something after you take the cotton out for a cover for the next year, plant cotton into the work, does that play in what about the weed?
So the question is, if you're going to plant a cover crop of wheat or rye after the harvest of cotton, how does that affect with the winter weeds, with the herbicides in the fall, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. With Valor, and I'll answer specifically for Valor, if you go allow those weeds, or the if you plant your cover crop and allow it to emerge, and you get a sufficient stand where you're happy with, you can then make an application of Valor over the top of that, and it will not, Valor does not have the post-emerge activity on the grasses, so it does allow you to make that application. However, if you're making that fall tank mix with Valor, Valor does not have any post-emerge activity to horseweed. So if you have emerged horseweed, you have to apply a 2,4-D or a Bamful to control that weed. If you lay that herbicide on top of that 1-2-leaf wheat, it does interfere with tillering because you're outside of your 2,4-D window in that crop. However, if just a cover crop, you still get sufficient stand there to hold the soil.
Any more questions for us, Baker?
Thank you.